to Nintendo Main episode 8 with your hosts. I'm Trey Johnson, and
hey, what's up? It's Jeremy McCaskey.
What's up, man? What have you been playing lately? Are you still playing Xenoblade?
No, I beat that like 2 days ago.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm still playing it. I'm getting somewhere. How are you on it?
Somewhere. I was like, I haven't been playing it lately. Like recently, I've been playing the Super Star Wars games in, you know, in anticipation of the new movie that comes out like tomorrow. So I've been doing that, and I watched the direct too. Of course, I haven't gotten Cloud yet. I guess he's available now, but.
Is available.
I'm sure that's pretty cool.
It was like we talked about before. We were expecting Cloud to be released that day, and he was.
Yeah. I thought it was weird that they were like, well, he's not out yet. And I'm like, oh, well, for how long? And they're like, well, he'll be available later today. I'm like, okay, fine. I thought they would just be like, it's available now, but whatever, you know. He's got some...
I want to say, before I forget, I wanted to say thanks to my friend and coworker, Colin. Because I had to work the day of the direct, but he played it back in the kitchen, so I could go back and watch it like while I was working.
Oh, nice!
So yeah, it's Colin. He has his own podcast. It's called Scanline Presents. It's on iTunes. So go check out his podcast. He helped me watch the direct.
Scanline Presents. Cool.
Correct.
I can put it. I'll put it in the notes or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you, yeah. Cool. So you saw the opening thing with another Fire Emblem character?
I did. I watched it again yesterday just to get caught up on it.
Yeah. I like the opening part with the, where they do the little joke where it's like, which side will you take? And he's like, I will fight for Smash Brothers instead.
I'm going to fight Smash Brothers.
Yeah. and it's like, yeah, the weird voiceover where his sister's like, He can do this and turn into this dragon and do this. That pin move's kind of cool, where he like sticks the, where he turns his hand into like a sharp object and pins you to the ground, and then you can do different stuff from there.
Yeah, I guess you could also use that to stick to the side of a stage to help get up.
Yeah,
if you're about to fall.
Yeah, they showed a little video of him like being stuck to like a box and like the box moving like on the presentation, which is pretty crazy. Bayonetta was did you expect that? I guess she was the highest rated person. I don't know, I didn't think they'd do it, but I guess I should have expected it.
We were guessing what it was going to be before it started. Of course I said Steve for Minecraft.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be Steve, but and then Colin said it, he thought it was going to be Star Wolf. Then I realized Star Wolf was actually kind of a good guess. But it wasn't either. It was Bayonetta.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't.
Versions of Bayonetta 2, both games.
Yeah, 1 and 2. And like a Gene version. Her like sidekick. Did you play any of those games, or have you played those games?
I played the first one, I haven't played the second one. I played the demo for the second
one. Oh, okay. Yeah, I bought the Wii U one, and I played through all of the first one on Wii U and through part of the second one. Because by the time I got to the second one, I was kind of tired of it, so I gave it a rest. But, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I should have...
I played it ages ago on Xbox originally, so I have it. I can pick it up again, probably.
Sure. It's I hear it's like kind of hard to find now, I think. I saw that I think it's selling for like $90, like the disc, like online, so it might be kind of rare by now.
New copy of Bayonetta 2?
Yeah, for Wii U.
Oh, wow. Let's hope they re-release it so that price drops.
Well, you can always get it online. You can buy it digitally and it's the same price.
Oh, okay.
Which I think it was a little cheaper for a minute online. Digitally. Because I remember they had some sort of deal where you could buy, like, I think they were selling it for like 40 or something like that. Because if you bought like one of them, you got a discount on the other one. Like if you bought two, you got a discount on one through the store. Like when it was released, because they were packaged together for 60.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
I remember that sale, and I just didn't buy it. Actually, I think when Bayonetta 2 came out, I don't think I had my Wii yet.
Yeah, it's selling like new for 70 on Amazon. So I don't know. That must mean it's somewhat fair.
It's a slight price gouge.
Yeah.
Amazon kind of always does that though with video games. Unless they're just like being released.
Yeah, I mean, well, if it's somewhat rare, they'll have it there for like the regular price. But that's looks like they don't actually have it through it directly. So you know. Whoever has them is like, oh, we're selling them for more. Yeah, well, Bayonetta 2 is 50 on the eShop. So,
okay.
It's like 10 bucks less, I guess. The Spreaky Seek... What?
Does the physical copy come with Bayonetta 1?
Yeah. I think all of the physical ones come with Bayonetta 1. It's
like paying 20 bucks for Bayonetta 1 and it's 20 more.
Yeah. I don't know what the price of it on the shop is. It's probably about the same. Or maybe less, I don't know. But yeah.
When she entered the stage it was with a Pit though. She said, I thought I killed all the angels or there's no angel left or whatever it was. She said that was pretty funny.
Yeah, cause you kill angels and yeah, she's gonna go after Pit and Politana was talking about her and all that. So that was interesting. Yeah, it's got some pretty cool moves. Like when I guess in the game, like she loses like all of her clothes when she becomes the demon monster.
Well, her hair is the demon.
Yeah, but her hair is also her clothes because her clothes go away
right, when she turns into the.
But as I noticed in the direct, she kind of has like she's wearing like a hair covering thing. You know, because the way it's, because you'd be able to see all of her, so they kind of censored that, I guess. But, whatever, it's cool, I guess, you know. I think she's good, she kind of sticks out, I guess, from the group, for the most part. From the rest of the Smash Brothers group. But,
she's
I don't know.
Kind of like what Solid Snake was.
Yeah, I liked using Solid Snake, though. I didn't, you know, I guess, I mean, he definitely sticks out, but I think everybody kind of sticks out on that game, you know. Because it's...
Ice Climbers.
Because it's just a culmination of, yeah. Never see them, I guess. But, yeah, they said, and I know they said, oh, you can get the Fire Emblem guy and spend some more time with him before the game, but I think he comes out the same day as the game comes out. So I thought they were going to release that early. Well, they said February, and Fire Emblem comes out in February.
It's already out in Japan.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they said that. It was already out. So, I mean, it's... Do you think that's the final, like, the final DLC for that? I think they would still do more, just in a different direct, just not like a... They won't just do, like, a single Smash Bros. Direct anymore, because they said that's the final presentation. But I think they'll still add some more DLC, like a couple levels or something. I mean, why not?
Well, he made it sound like when he was speaking, he said all the DLC had been kind of developed from the ground up.
I guess
that's kind of what he was saying. So, on one hand, that does allow them to keep doing it, but it also, I think he was also implying that it was resource intensive to make the new levels and to create the new characters. So, it depends on whether or not they still think it's viable to release those packs, because it's about... What, about $5 for each extra figure you download?
Yeah, about. I think it's like six for like. It seems like three or four, like per system.
But you can usually pay like. Come with like two stages, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can pay like extra for to get both get them for both versions, like the Wii U and the 3DS. I don't know. I was hoping that they'd have some sort of deal where you can just buy all three of them, like whenever they all release, you know. Because I did some sort of deal like that for Ryu and Roy and Lucas. I just paid like a flat fee for whatever came out then, you know. And then I got both of them for 3DS and Wii U and all the stages and Mii costumes and stuff, which I really don't use, but...
So you're not going to use your awesome Mii costume they announced?
Geno?
Geno?
Yeah. Yeah, and were you pumped about him? Do you remember that guy?
I was pretty excited when I saw it. I'm gotta say, he has weird curly stuff going on in front of his head.
Well, he had
they
curly.
Translated that well.
He had curly stuff in the game.
On yeah, he kind of looked like he's got construction paper hair.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Geno. That's, I wish but, that... I mean, I know they said that they're not going to do any more Super Nintendo games, which really makes me angry for a virtual console, but Super Mario RPG never made it to Wii U. It was only on Wii.
Yeah.
They should release that. Also, the...
none of the Square games did.
Yeah. The Star Wars games that I've been playing, those were on Wii. The Super Star Wars, Super Empire, Super Return. Those are on Wii, but they never made it to Wii U either. And I know PlayStation 4 has a version of Super Star Wars now, with, like, trophies and whatnot. Which I thought about getting for a second, but it's, like, $10. I don't want to spend that much on it. If it was, like, $5, maybe. But, yeah. This is the Geno me, and I was surprised there wasn't any, like, Xenoblade stuff on that. There's that mech suit that kind of looks like Xenoblade-y. But it doesn't say it's from Xenoblade. Like that robot suit that one of the Miis has, you know? Do you remember seeing that in the direct? They showed it for like a second.
I do remember, just flashed by for a second.
Sure. Because, yeah, there was that, and there's like the guy, what's his name, like Harakanama or something like that. The guy from that Japanese game that was never released here. He's like some samurai dude that was like another... Me costume, and there's like the Moogle costumes, and I don't remember else. What else?
There's sorry, the Moogle costume.
There's a Moogle costume. There's some sort of like knight guy from something that was on there.
Yeah, from a game that was only in Japan.
Yeah,
I remember one of the characters they announced. They didn't even give an English title for the game. It was just all in Japanese, so didn't even know what the game was.
Yeah, I think that's the one with the samurai guy, right?
Okay.
You can download that. You can download that on 3DS, like through Virtual Console. It's like some top-down adventure game that didn't come out here.
Okay.
You remember in the Nintendo Land game, the game where you like throw the stars with the pad, the ninja stars. That's from that game too, or that's like a callback to that game.
Oh, okay.
I downloaded it on 3DS. Yeah. I downloaded it on 3DS, but I haven't really... I mean, I couldn't... It's pretty hard. Like, I couldn't really get that far in it, but... Just to see what it is. But yeah, it's some sort of crazy samurai game that didn't come out here. Reminds me kind of like a more... I don't know, like an old school version of, like, Mystical Ninja, I guess. Except less silly, you know?
Maybe a little bit like Pocky and Rocky.
With Becky?
With Becky.
That game's available on Virtual Console now. Pocky and Rocky with Becky.
Becky should be in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, sure. I don't even know Pocky and Rocky or Becky, but you can buy that. You can buy it now on the Virtual Console. I was hoping for some more.
We had Pocky and Rocky on the Super Nintendo when I was growing up.
Oh, sure. Well, the Pocky and Rocky and Becky was... with Becky was a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah.
So that's on there. I saw they added like three or four new like Mega Man games to Virtual Console for the week. It's like a couple Battle Network games and Mega Man 04. Never played, but.
Oh, that got foreshadowed by the Minecraft Wii U coming out today.
Yeah, that did come out today. I haven't gotten it yet, but I don't know, I might get it later, like after, like, you know, after Christmas is done and all that.
Let's get it, you know, get that game when there's a bit of a drought, like between February and April or whatever.
Sure.
It's probably a good time, that game.
Yeah, well, there's a... It says there's some, like, DLC included. You don't know what the DLC is, though, do you?
As far as I know, it's all cosmetic. It's textures and skins.
But there's a couple that are in the price. It said, like, some popular, you know, DLC stuff is included. But it doesn't say what.
It's going to be skins and textures, so... The textures make a big difference. They change everything. Everything looks different, but it's the same. You know, everything's still cubes, but...
Sure.
You know, there's, like, really bright, cartoony textures, or there's, like, steampunk, or...
Yeah.
You know, Mass Effect has its own sort of thing, sure. So does Skyrim.
And Star Wars.
And I think that those packs also come with, like, a sample level that they made for you to kind of explore.
Oh, cool.
See what you can do with those textures.
I saw that it said that it has that split screen thing too. Weren't you talking about that? Like, when you didn't know if they were going to have local co-op or not?
Well, I did know they were going to have up to 4-player local co-op. What's kind of cool though is a lot of people were up in arms, myself kind of included a little bit, that there wasn't going to be touchscreen functionality.
Oh yeah.
They're saying in reviews and stuff that it has. You can choose your items from your inventory. So it's just like, it allows you to quick change your weapons, pretty much. It's kind of a good way to describe it.
Oh, on the screen?
Instead of having to cycle through them, yeah. But it doesn't let you actually manage your inventory, so you can't rearrange your items within your inventory window. You can just choose them. But still, I mean, that's a good first step. I mean, if they're implementing some touch control, maybe they'll put a little more in a future download.
Yeah, well, they could do some, like, some batching or whatever. I mean, that's what Super Mario Maker's doing. There's some new stuff for that. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah.
I wanted to make shooter levels with it, but you can't really. But now you can, so that'll be fun. I saw that you can, like, with the new cloud car, there's a fireball cloud car that they're adding to it. And you can charge your shots too to break through brick walls, which is pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
So you could do some sort of cool, like, you know, stuff with that, and make like a shoot 'em up bullet hell type thing.
Yeah, you could maybe make a shoot 'em up puzzle.
Yeah, I'd like to play those levels. They're also that portal site that we mentioned way back when from the Nintendo Direct. They're finally gonna, you know, start that also. And there's, like, a couple little things, like, it'll show, like, the name of whoever beat the level first, and it'll show you, like, a speed run time, like, what the highest run time is, and you can try to beat that. That's pretty cool. They're also adding, like, P-Wing, or no, not P-Wing, the secret doors, where the P-Switch doors, where they change after you hit the P. But it shows, like, an outline of the door also, so you kind of know where it is.
I didn't know if they were just doing that visually to show you how it worked, or if that was going to be that way in the final game, where you still see an outline of a door.
I think it's in the game. Like, it's officially in the game.
People are going to figure out how to hide that somehow.
So
they
it's,
always do.
I mean, do you not? Yeah, you don't like that it's shown.
Oh, I like it. I'm just curious. Like, it makes. I mean, a lot of doors in the Mario games are completely invisible. Especially in the ghost houses.
Yeah, they do the P-Switch secret doors and the ghost rooms and all that, so. I don't know.
I think that the clown car is my favorite part of the new download. It looks cool.
You can add it to Clown Car Junkyard.
I know, it looks like...
Add a little shooting level in there.
It looks like a teenager, like, painted a car, I don't know. That's the best way I can describe it. It's got, like, the flame detail. And
oh, yeah, it's, like, it's graffitied.
That you thought you were cool back in junior high.
gotta have the flames, man. It'll make you go faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can shoot stuff. It's pretty cool. That's supposed to...
But I do like that the fireball goes straight forward, because you could sort of do a shoot 'em up before, but it was at a down, you know, 45-degree angle down towards the ground. with the Mario's firepower.
Oh yeah, you can shoot. You can shoot in the you can shoot the fire from, but it's not like It's not like straight though. It's a little difficult. I don't know, but that'll be fun. I mean, that'll be some new set of levels. Hopefully they have like a thing for that where you can just look like, I want to see shooter levels. They'll show you shooter levels, like for the portal site that they're making. That would be really cool.
Well, if they're making a special category for music levels, they gotta do it for shooters.
Well, that's because there's so many of them, yeah. And they should take, I guess they'll probably make a category for like those automatic levels. I kind of wish they would just take those like completely out of the Mario challenge, though. The automatic levels.
If they can categorize them, maybe they will.
Yeah, because they're kind of, I mean, they're cool for what they are, but once you do it, it's like, but then like, when you're in those, you know, when you're in the Mario challenge levels, sometimes you get like, you get a bunch of them in a row, and it's like, I haven't played anything yet. It's still just going, you know? Which, it's,
that's
yeah.
How they work.
It's fun for a little bit, but then it gets annoying after a while.
I think all the extra functionality of being able to look the levels up on your phone or whatever device, I think that's great. I think that's going to make the game a lot more fun because you're going to, you can be a little more social with it, like when you're out away from your console. And then you can queue up the levels to play when you get home.
Yeah, you can mark it. I like the way it communicates. Like, you can mark it on your phone, and then it'll show up on the game also, so you don't have to. Hopefully that'll help with all of that ID number remembering and all that, which can be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
They should do, I don't know if they're going to, but they should try to make some sort of app with it. That would help.
That would be really great.
Like just an app that just takes you to the Mario web holder portal, you know.
Yeah, just do a bookmark on your screen that links to the web page. I don't know. That's what you'll have to do to start. But an app would be great because
you'll do that. But I mean, you might as well throw an app in there too.
In the background, you can flip to it whenever.
Yeah. I would think that they would do that because since they're kind of trying to head towards mobile land. I read an interview online saying that that one of their companies is making an amiibo game that will be free to play and you'll unlock stuff with your amiibos. So did you hear about that?
I did not.
Hopefully I mean maybe that'll give reasons for people like me who have like 50 amiibos and don't really use them for anything.
More than 50 amiibos.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't counted them lately. But
there's more than
50. Well, plus the Star Wars Infinities too, which that they release a new story, for that for the new movie tomorrow. So I'll probably get that eventually.
Try to avoid playing that until I see the movie.
Well, you can't buy it yet. Oh, we can't buy it till tomorrow. But
I'm probably not gonna buy it. So I did want to say one more thing. I know we moved on from Minecraft, but I did forget to mention one.
That's fine.
Which was speculation about how big the map would be, because the Wii U has the map size is pretty much limited by the RAM that a console has.
Oh, sure.
I don't know the exact number, but I do know that the Wii U has more RAM than PS3 and Xbox 360. I mean, you would hope it would.
Sure. Yeah.
But they've decided to just pretty much straight up port it from those consoles, so you end up with a map that is, and I looked this up, it's a 1/36th the size of what it would be on a PS4 or the Xbox One. So I don't know if they're going to update that in the future, but I guess just kind of be forewarned that it's a big map, but it's a big area to explore if you're not familiar with the game. But once you start bringing a lot of people in and kind of like starting to develop really big projects in that game, you'll start to feel that constriction of space.
Oh, yeah.
So, 1/36th, so pretty much you have a map in your hands that you get at the beginning of the game, and that's, the map represents your entire space that you have. Whereas, sure, if you were playing it on the other games, you can mount your maps on the wall, and you'd have to do a grid of 6x6 to fit all of the. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's a little disappointing. I was hoping for the bigger maps, but that doesn't mean they can't update that in the future.
Yeah, there's always time for... I mean, they could add it later, I guess. I don't know.
If I remember correctly, I believe it may have been the same way when it first came out for the PS4 or the Xbox One. I think they may have increased the map size as an update.
Yeah. I mean, they can always add more stuff to it.
So yeah. Let's hope there's a strong enough support. You know, enough people buy it that they will do that. And I think there will be. I think probably a large percentage of Wii U owners are going to buy that game.
Yeah, I think they're going to sell a good amount of copies of it. Probably. I mean,
they've sold a lot of copies of Xeno. I know that.
Yeah.
Been doing well. Did you see that? Not to refer to someone else's journalism too much, but did you see that write up in Time Magazine about Xenoblade Chronicles X?
No, I did not. What was it?
It's just a glowing review. It was like basically just like really gushing over the game and saying it was the game of the year for all consoles.
Oh wow!
All this other stuff and how like it single-handedly justifies the existence of the Wii U and you should buy a Wii U just to play that game. It's pretty. I mean, whoever wrote the article really liked the game.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, they had made a list of the top games of 2015, but the deadline was before Xenoblade came out, so they weren't able to include it in the list, but they would have put it at number one.
Yeah, that's pretty crappy.
That's the article. Maybe we can find the link to that and post it in the comment, too, because I'm not doing any justice here. I'm not saying the author's name or anything, because I don't really remember, but
sure.
It shouldn't be too hard to find online.
Yeah. Have you, have you progressed the story at all?
Time Magazine did game reviews, but
I guess they do sometimes. Well, they also did, I mean, they've been doing a few Nintendo things. They did that interview with that one guy, with the new president, who may or may not have said they were working on a Mario Galaxy.
That's right, that was yeah. Time when he made the little faux pas. He was speaking about the developers.
Yeah. If that is what that is, I don't know. I have a feeling that Mario Galaxy 1 is going to drop as a virtual console game probably like next week on like Christmas Eve. Is what I think. I read somewhere that it got an ESRB rating or whatever. Because it's out in Japan for their virtual console thing. So, I heard that'll drop.
People knew about Minecraft and Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess Remake.
Yeah.
By those things. So, and those weren't even actually on another console. The fact that it's already been released in Japan. I don't know, man. I still wish they would give us the original Xenoblade Chronicles, but not yet.
Yeah, right? No, I was hoping... I don't know. I've had... Yeah, the whole, like, virtual console, like, really irks me. It's just, like... I don't know. They're just sitting on this like this giant pile of great games that they don't really seem to utilize. You know, it's really annoying. I mean, Nintendo having like one of the greatest backlog of games, like of anyone.
Next year marks the 10-year anniversary of them starting the virtual console.
Yeah.
So
it's still like nothing.
I think that it's been long enough that a lot of those games that were released on the Wii, you know, it is time to re-release them by now. But by the same token, you can still go into the Wii Shop channel and download a lot of games. You just don't get the Miiverse functionality is really the big difference.
But you have to go into the Wii mode. And like I've heard of the other people having this too, but I have the problem to where like the Wii mode won't always load up and it'll like sometimes it'll tell me that the files are corrupted and I'll have to restart it and do it again. And sometimes I have to do it multiple times for it to turn into the Wii mode, so that's kind of another annoyance on top of it. But when I bought the Wii U originally, I was under the expectation that all of the games that were available on Wii would move to the Wii U for Virtual Console. I was like really, really wrong.
Well, they have to create new programming for each one to add the Miiverse stuff and all that, so Sure. I think that's part of it, but...
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, it's...
And then I'm sure there's licensing things, too, which are restricting. I mean, that's why we're seeing games only coming out in certain markets, and over in the UK, they're getting all the great downloads.
Yeah. Getting more great downloads.
They're getting all kinds of DS games. Yeah, they're just getting a lot of them. We're getting okay ones, but...
Yeah, I don't know how that works. And I guess, like, I just, you know, the Wii Virtual Console had so much stuff on it that I was just hoping that it would, you know, since it was on there, maybe it could carry over, but I don't know. You know, but it would be nice to see some Square stuff, but I guess we won't now since they said they aren't going to do that. I mean, I mentioned it before, but I really wish they would get that into gear for the NX. Like, when I bought the 3DS, I was also under the expectation that I could play Super Nintendo games on my 3DS. And that never happened. You know? Which I don't understand. More confusingly is, why can't I play a Game Boy Advance game on 3DS? You know?
I think they say that has something to do with the aspect ratio of the screen.
Oh, whatever. They can make it work.
Size of the Game Boy Advance screen.
They can make it work.
They proved that by the Ambassador program, because there were some Game Boy Advance games released for the Ambassadors.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten... Because I was going to... I thought about doing that, like buying a 3DS early so I could do that. But I thought that I'd just... Well, I'm like, well, I'll just buy it later. I'll just buy Yoshi's Island for 3DS. You know, I'll just pay for it. But then it was never available, you know?
It was never available.
It's kind of ridiculous. I don't know.
But it did end up becoming a selling point for the Wii U for me when Game Boy Advance games started coming out for the Wii U, because they look great on that, on the gamepad.
It's great. It's just, I just think it should be available for 3DS also.
I think I probably agree with you.
I mean, I know you don't want to buy, like... I mean, you don't want to buy two copies of the same game. You know, it'd be nice to have some sort of, like, cross-buy thing with that, but... To at least have the option would be nice. I don't know. Yeah, I know, it's... I don't know. Hopefully they'll figure that out in the future. It was real, yeah. Real annoying, though. I don't know.
I booted up a old DSi I got a hold of the other day. Oh my gosh, that's like... Just like, thinking of like... How kind of slow Nintendo always is with their interfaces.
Yeah.
That's painful. I went into the eShop on the DSi.
Oh yeah, you can still do that, right? You can still get some DSi games?
Yeah, it's really hard to, like... I don't know how people dealt with it back when it first came out, but it's just so slow, and like... You can only display, like, two games on the screen at a time or something.
It feels like the eShop on the 3DS is even kind of wonky, you know?
Yeah, but it's functional. It's hard to find what you're looking for if it's not, like, a big release, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's a search feature, I think.
Yeah, you know, you can search for stuff and find things. It's just kind of... What I don't like is you don't have the ability... Like, the Wii U has where you can go to it at any time. You don't have to close the game. In the 3DS, you have to close whatever you're doing to go to the shop, which is kind of annoying.
That is annoying.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, I'm sure... I never had a DSi, so I don't know how ridiculous their interface was, but I'm sure it's... I mean, for then, like, I'm sure... Because that was, like, still when they were just first, like, you know, going online with stuff, so... Sure, it's pretty primitive, you know.
Well, that was that's when they were like, holy fucking shit, you can put an SD card in this DS. Now it's got memory on board.
Yeah.
So that was the first time, really, that you could download, well, to a portable. I think the Wii came out before the DSi, right?
Did it? I don't know.
I think the DSi came out in 2009.
I think the Wii might have came out before the DSi.
The Wii came out in 2006, so I think it predated the DSi by a couple of years. And if I remember correctly, didn't it take a little bit for the eShop to drop on the Wii? Like, well, I don't think it was out at launch.
No, I'm pretty sure it was on there at the beginning. Because there was, like, I remember getting, what was it, Gunstar Heroes. It was, like, one of the first games to, one of the very first Virtual Console games to drop was Gunstar Heroes on Sega Genesis. I don't know. I mean, I remember that they released Super Mario Bros. 1 for Christmas, at Christmas that year,
yeah,
when the Wii had first dropped. They released that as Virtual Console. And, like, I think Mario, wasn't it, like, Super Mario 64 was, like, released right out of the gate? Like, for the 64? I think that was on there at the very beginning.
Maybe.
It was there pretty early. I don't know.
They were good about releasing, like, a wide variety, though, you know, across the board. They were, like, with the Wii U, they've been slow, like, they were like, finally, here's Game Boy Advance games. And, like, a big deal was made out of the Wii games coming, and a big deal was made out of DS games coming.
Well, they made a big deal out of, like, Super Mario 64, like, finally being on there, like a 64 game, you know?
Right, yeah. Because people have been asking for 64 games for over 2 years, and finally they're like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, they're just taking their sweet time on it. Which I don't know. I mean, maybe they're trying to, like, fill in the empty, you know, the time where there aren't games, but I don't know. It kind of sucks.
There was a rumor going around online that Microsoft was cool with, since Minecraft, you know, since they own Minecraft and that's being released on the Wii, or it's out on the Wii now, that maybe they would allow Rare Replay to be released on the Wii. And so somebody on Twitter...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And tweeted asking, hey, you know, now that we have Minecraft, can we get...
Rare Replay. Yeah, right.
And I don't know, there was a whole, like, thing going on, like, they were just, like, basically, well, ask Rare how they feel about that or something. And then, so Rare had to, like, make their own little statement, or, like, they did an interview later where they were like, no, that's not going to come to the Wii U. Sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I mean, because, like, they did that drop of all the Donkey Kong games. I remember that. Although, when they dropped all the Donkey Kong Country games on one day. Like, all the Game Boy ones and all the Super Nintendo ones. Those are Rare. So.
Yeah.
Be nice to get that, be nice to get that Rare Replay. That's like too good to be true, but it would be really cool.
It would be just another sign of the tides changing. It really does seem like, just in a general sense, that people are coming around to the Wii U, and because it has good games on it, like,
yeah, and it sold pretty well. I mean, it's kind of towards the end of its life cycle, maybe, you know, if they put out a new system.
Yeah, I guess the next step is to drop the price a lot, like drop it to maybe $200 flat.
Yeah.
Or maybe even less than that. They're going to, like, just fly off the shelves and they're able to do that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they aren't. Well, it's like $250 now, pretty much, with the free
game. It's $250 and it includes two games. So that's that's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah. But you can buy,
two titles.
I mean, you can buy PS4s for, like, around that some places, too, right? I mean, those are, like, $299, right? But they have some deals.
They do with, I think that, you know, the ability to just download games nowadays makes giving those free games a little easier. Or a little less painful in the pocketbook for the companies.
Sure.
It's just like, oh, let's download it. I guess on the PlayStation 4, though, you have to download everything, even if you have a physical game. You still have to, like, put it on the hard drive to play it.
Yeah, like, some of them are really, really big, too. Like, some of them take up, like, 30 gigs of space to install. It's ridiculous.
My cousin Rob, you know Rob,
yeah.
He got a PS4, and he's only had it for about a month, and he said he already had to get a new hard drive.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's built up half a terabyte. A little over a month.
Wow. I think I bought, like, some sort of new hard drive for my PS3. I think I bought, like, a terabyte drive. But I've never filled it, you know. And that was with all the all the PlayStation Plus games also with all the free downloads. Didn't feel that, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but my roommate Conan has a PS4, and he says that everything like takes a lot to fill up. He said like that it's like 30 gig to install, like even with the disc for a lot of them, which is insane.
Then you get a game like GTA 5 with a ton of extra DLC and stuff and updates and all that. And I think that game tops out close to 100 gigs probably by the time all's said and done.
Yeah, or like, I don't know if you remember Tony Hawk 5, which is supposedly terrible, but that had like it was like 5 gigs to buy it, and then it had like a 10 gig install after that, even after you, like a 10 gig like patch that you have to download. It's twice the size of the actual game.
I thought that they were releasing another huge patch shortly after that, too. Like, I think there might have been two big patches.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever made it playable. I mean, I never played it, but I don't know. Speaking of games... What?
I was going to say, but skating is kind of punk rock, and punk rock kids love big patches, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Got the good one.
To make a patch
joke. Sure. They like them patches. That'll help us sell games, right? I was going to say, speaking of like awesome games, apparently they only shipped like 400, I heard it was only 420 games of Devil's Third were shipped to GameStops, like across the entire country.
I don't know if that's true. I read that too.
I read that, but yeah.
Comment section and people were like, well, then I just got lucky because I've seen them at every GameStop I've gone to, several copies at every GameStop I've gone to.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you seen one?
I haven't actually checked myself, though, so I don't know.
I looked at Redbox to see if I could rent it. I went looking for it to see if anybody had if you could rent it through Redbox, because I would have totally done that. Because there's not really anywhere to rent games anymore, and like for that type of game, I want to rent that game and just see like how awful it is, or how good it is, or whatever, you know.
How something it is.
Yeah, I mean, I just really want to play it. I mean, it looks ridiculous, but yeah, I looked at Redbox to try to rent it, but Redbox doesn't have any Wii U games from what I could see, you know. Definitely not Devil's Third, so.
I've seen Wii U games in the Red Box before.
Do they?
But it's always the games that are like ported, so it's like Call of Duty or like sports games and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like one, I think they only had like what, Madden? They had like one sports game. Which I bought that. I bought Madden 12 for Wii U. I bought it for like $5 and I suck at those games, but it was cheap.
You still bought it every day.
I don't. I haven't played it in a while. I also got Mass Effect 3 for Wii U for like about $5. Another thing I didn't finish, but you know, all those, a lot of those like original third party games are pretty cheap if you're looking to, you know.
I think you can get Zombie U for pretty cheap.
Oh yeah, I bought Zombie U for $6, but that was a Best Buy, like some sort of Best Buy like day sale. Yeah, they were selling Call of Duty Ghosts, Ninja Gaiden 3, and Zombie U for $6 each. So I bought Zombie U and Ninja Gaiden for $12.
Why didn't you buy Call of Duty Ghosts?
Because I don't care about Call of Duty games. I guess $6 wasn't low enough. Wasn't low enough for that one.
No.
Even though
not
I could,
if you're never going to play it.
Even though I can like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could ever bring myself to buy a Call of Duty game. I think there was. I didn't. I think the last one I bought was like the Wii one. There weren't there like a couple of those. Like there was that one.
Yeah.
There was that one that had like good controls, like Call of Duty Heroes. Was that what it was called? Something like that. It was like a PSP game. I bought that one because it had good online and good control. And I think I bought Call of Duty 3 for really cheap also. For the Wii, just because I was itching for some first-person stuff, and that was about all you had. You know, in the days before, like, the days before, like, Conduit 1 and 2, I guess. So Conduit 1 was okay. I played a lot of online of that. I don't know.
I remember.
It was like some, it was by that, supposedly they, like, used the like, technology of the Wii to make things look better, you know? I forget what, it was High Voltage, that company. And they were supposed to make a horror game involving, like, vampires and werewolves and stuff like that. And that game looked awesome, and it never came out, ever. I wonder whatever became of that game. I forget what it was called, but I saw some pictures of it, and it looked really cool. But it was a Wii like first person shooter online game where you had like, you know, where you're some sort of monster and you had monster powers and looked cool. But I guess like, I don't know, they didn't get the funding for it. Something like that.
Maybe it's just gonna pop up in 25 years like Mother.
Yeah. I heard, I'm sure you read that the guy, the Mother guy, he says that he won't make another Mother game.
Oh, he's just outright refusing to do anymore.
Yeah, he said no Mother 4. He's like, he said you only get 3 good albums out of a band, and then he's already done his 3 good albums. This was his, like, reference, so. I still want.
He does have that one good album with the vocals.
Yeah. I just want to. I want to see, they should resurrect that 64 Mother game that they had. Do you remember that?
It was about 64?
Yeah.
I was just guessing. I figured that's probably what it was called.
Well, I think it was called Earthbound 64, Mother 64, or whatever. But, you remember reading about stuff about that in the 90s, right? Where they had, like, they were going to use the disk drive, and you could, like, scan your face and put it on your character and all that. They had some pretty interesting ideas for it, but I guess they couldn't get it.
Wow.
Couldn't get it rolling in the end. Because it was supposed to be like, because they were going to use that disk drive, you know, that you put on the bottom of the 64, which I always wanted one of those, but I never got one.
Weren't they going to do that with Perfect Dark as well, like where you could put your face on a character or something?
Yeah, I think they talked about that too. But it was supposed to be like, you know, everyone's game would be different because it would record everything you, every place you went to and like wherever you. If you killed one guy in one place, like, his body would still be there later, and, like, all this crazy, like, ambitious stuff for the disk drive. Which, you know, what did they get out of that? Doshin the Giant was about all that you got from the disk drive?
Yeah, well, I think that...
Well, and there was, like, the...
There's a Zelda Master Quest, right?
Yeah, but they released that here, finally. I think it's on the...
Disk drive exclusive for a while.
It's on the 3DS remake. You can play the Master Quest. If you play it a second time, you can play through the Master Quest.
Nice.
So they know they included that on there. But yeah, that was on the disk drive. I think there was an F-Zero game also, like some sort of variation of F-Zero X that was on disk drive where you could make your own levels. I don't know. I should look into how, you know. How I think you need you probably need a Japanese 64, right, to play a disk drive.
Oh, I bet, because
yeah,
probably the ports and everything are different anyway.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, if it's I don't know. I don't know how different. I don't know how different the 64s, Japanese 64s are from American 64s, but they have that plug on the bottom still that you would have used for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a shame that my 64 still doesn't work, because I can, you know, I'm trying to do the Star Wars countdown to the new movie, and I can't play, like...
Oh. Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, Shadows are like Rogue Squadron.
Bad. It's too bad.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you, like, what some of your favorite Star Wars games were. And if you had played any for the leading up to it, but still just Xenoblade?
Still just Xenoblade. I don't think I ever really got into any of the Star Wars games. We had Super Return of the Jedi, or we had one of them for the Super Nintendo when I was growing up. So I played that one a little bit, but I didn't like, I don't think I ever beat it.
Yeah. They're pretty hard.
There was one that I played when I was in college that we played on the LAN network. That was fun. It was like it was versus each other, and you were Jedis, and you could throw your lightsaber.
Was it Jedi Knight?
Maybe, yeah, I think it was Jedi Knight, actually.
I remember playing Jedi Knight online a little bit.
And that's the one I probably played the most because it was fun. It was fun to play with your friends.
Yeah, because that was like a
third-person versus game.
Yeah, that was like the first, the one that I played was like a sequel to Dark Forces, Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight. I played that online, like, in the 90s. But it could have been, there were other ones, too. Like, I had, like, Jedi Outcast and Jedi Academy, which I played online.
Oh, wow, way back in the 90s?
Well, I think those were, like, 2000s, maybe. I don't know.
Way early 2000s.
Yeah. But, yeah, Jedi Outcast was... I played that on GameCube. That was on GameCube. But it had no online mode, of course. But Jedi Academy I had for Mac, which had online. But, that was, yeah. Pretty cool.
I played a little bit of Lego Star Wars, some of those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
But once again, I've never played all the way through any of them.
Just sure.
Played them with my brother a little bit, I think.
Yeah. That was, that was another thing that they did differently for the release of, like I said before, like when Episode 3 released, they basically had the Lego Star Wars, the prequel Lego Star Wars game came out before the movie came out, and it showed, like, the ending. And there was also an alternate ending with Qui-Gon Jinn being in it as a Force ghost in the, at least in the Game Boy Advance Lego Star Wars, it was. Which is pretty cool.
Where he just hangs out with you in ghost form.
Yeah, he, like, shows up to teach Obi-Wan and Yoda how to, you know, how to become Force ghosts and all that, which they talk about him. You know, they talk about him in the movie, and I guess that's what they go to those planets for, is to study how to become Force ghosts. You know, I don't know, but yeah, it's, I wish
Dagobah's the place she learned how to be a Force ghost.
I guess it's so brimming with life and Force things, you know.
Force caves.
Yeah, makes the people there go completely batshit crazy. But yeah, so you haven't got the Minecraft yet. You didn't.
No, I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
There's no point to getting a game that I can't spend any time with. I still.
Oh yeah, because you're still
Xenoblade is just consuming me. Yeah.
Have you made
How far
it?
Are you now? What's your?
I haven't. I mean, I'm still, like, on that same chapter, but I've just been doing affinity missions.
Yeah.
Because I guess you need to do... I got stuck on this one for a long time when I had to look online how to do it. Like, where you have to, like, mine this specific thing out of the ground. I think it's, like, Lynn's affinity mission. Anyway, it takes a while because you have to wait for all this stuff to get mined. And if you don't have a mine probe set up, you'll never get it, you know. But it doesn't really tell you. Like, it doesn't really explain... That's, like, one of my problems with that game, I guess, is they don't really explain, like, in the missions, they don't really explain much of what you need to do, you know? It's kind of just, like, collect this, and then it doesn't show you where it is. Like, it said on the thing, it says, like, collect this with your, like, whatever, your nav thing, you know? And I'm like, what? And then, see, yeah, it turns out you had to mine for it. But yeah, I've just mostly been trying to do random quests. You know, I think I got stuck. I think I started another affinity mission that involved, like, collecting things, so I kind of put a halt on it for a minute.
Collection was there, a bummer. I finally got through one that was, so I'm actually on the part where you're getting your skill license, so.
Oh, you made it to that? I heard that's hard to get through. You made it to your skill license? Are you, like, a level 30 already?
I'm at level 27.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm still at
like level 17 or or 19
your
or something like that.
Your character in my game is level 19. I don't know if that reflects where you are, but
oh, okay.
She's like standing there asking me if I want help.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out, like, when we tried to do it before, I still can't figure out how to, like, meet up with people online.
I can't either, man.
I don't
know. But I will say I did get to a really hard mission where I had to beat a boss, and you had to use your party. Like, it wouldn't let you, you know, hire someone. You had to use this extra person that had to be on the mission with you.
Oh, yeah.
And he's super, super low level compared to me. So I had to grind. Like, I didn't have any choice. Like,
sure.
I could have just tried to do a bunch of random missions, but I decided I wanted to grind. So I grinded, and I grinded, and I grinded myself, like, 4 or 5 levels up from where I was.
Oh, wow.
And when I did that, I was able to beat the boss. So it kind of just gave me an idea, like, maybe I should have been at that level already, or, you know, maybe I should have done a little bit more stuff on the side.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really, like, give you... It doesn't really say, like, where you should be or whatever, which most RPGs don't, you know, say, like, about what level you should be at when you're going to whatever, you know.
Well, usually you can kind of tell by the level of bad guys you're facing, but in this particular case, the boss was, like, a level 19 or 20, so I thought that I could fight him at a level, I was, like, a level 20 or 21 at the time.
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
It was not working out in my favor, because you know how the tyrants are a little harder, so he was kind of, he wasn't a tyrant, but... He's kind of like a tyrant. I guess I don't want to ruin it for you. But
sure.
He was strong. You know, his level was low. So I still had to, like, yeah, I had to grind it. I just beat that earlier today, and it took me, like, about a day to beat it.
Yeah.
Just going back.
Well, there's some tyrants that I was trying to kill that, like, where their level was low, but they would still kill me, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I just fought the littlest tyrant ever before I got on the Skype with you.
Yeah.
He was like a level 23, but he was just this little bug guy that was like the size of me.
Yeah.
He was called, like, I can't remember what his name was, but he was whatever the useful. Something of the useful was his name.
Oh, wow.
And he was really easy. I beat him in like 4 minutes.
Sure. But that's so it's all still just tyrant stuff for the Harrier division, right, that you're doing?
I just switched my, division. I can't remember what I switched to. I think I switched to whatever you said you were before. What was that? Not a scout.
The one that I switched to recently, or the one that I originally was?
What were you originally?
Whatever the mixture of hunting and getting collectibles was.
Whatever her name is. Gosh. Why am I blanking on her name again?
Alma?
Alma, yeah. Whatever her is, that's what I... Pathfinder, maybe? I think I might have switched to Pathfinder.
Yeah, the first one I was with the Curators. It was the first one I did. And then I changed to Interceptors.
Oh, wait, no, that's what I am. I'm an Interceptor. That's what I changed to.
Yeah, I switched to Interceptors, because that was supposed to be more of, creature fighting, because I got tired of missions that were like, go collect stuff.
But the part of the license mission I'm on, I mean, I'm going to tackle it later tonight, but I have to figure out how the Frontier Nav works, because it's dependent on that. It's like, you have to collect like 15,000 units in one harvest or something like that. I don't know exactly how they phrase it.
Yeah, I heard.
And I don't really know what that or how to do that.
Yeah, I've heard people getting stuck on that too. Yeah, Frontier Nav, that's what I got stuck on that Infinity mission. We had to collect like this white something or other. I don't know. There was like another thing that I was supposed to collect from a certain creature from I don't know, whatever that third area is. Not like the plant level, but the level that looks kind of dead, the like desert part.
Oblivia?
Yeah, Oblivia. And I ended up just going to the rewards, because you know how you can buy rewards with your whatever. It's like in the Blade Barracks, you can like buy items from there. And I just went there and just bought the stuff that I needed for the mission. You know, because I had like however many blade points, so I didn't have to like look for it. But I wish it would work. I wish it would work for like everything, because I wish you could just go buy all the items that you need to find for the missions in there.
One of the items I just had to collect was, like, some kind of squash. It's, like, called, like, the...
Yeah.
Bungalow squash or something weird like that. And, I spent about an hour trying to get those 3 squash. Like, I didn't know what to do. Finally, I looked online and I was just like, you know, hey, where's an area? You know, they were able to narrow it down to like a couple squares of the map where it's more likely to appear, but it's not like it's always there.
Oh, sure.
So I found one inside of a cave. I found another one inside of a military base for those, the prone or whatever. And then the other one I just had already. I don't know when I got it, but I already had it. So it took me about an hour just to get the two out of the three that I needed.
Sure.
I'm hoping that it's not similar with whatever this Frontier Nav mission is, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, once I get through the rest of the Star Wars games, then I'll get back to that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, the first Xenoblade was like that, too, where I had to look. It's like every time I got a mission, it's like, where's this? Okay, it's over here. And then now where's this part? And I had to figure out where stuff was, because it doesn't really... It's, like, worse than the new one, because there's no map thing. It doesn't, like, point you where to go. It's just, like, go find it on your own. I mean, it will sometimes tell you, like, what part of the map it's in, but most of the time not. So you just have to just get on the Xenoblade Wiki and just figure out where everything is, which is kind of annoying, but... You know, I don't know. Was there anybody that you like expected to see as a playable character, like on the Smash Brothers thing, that you were disappointed about? But I mean, we'll go back to that for real quick.
Not really. I hypothesized that Steve was going to show up, but
yeah,
I wasn't really too. At this point, there's so many characters. It's just like. Well, it's not even a surprise anymore, but like anything goes now that Cloud came out. Like,
yeah, I voted. I mean, did you vote at all for on the poll website? Did you like?
I think I
vote for anybody.
I feel like I did.
You didn't vote for Steve.
No,
I voted for Lucas from The Wizard. I think I said that last time.
Oh yeah, and then you voted for the theme song from. Skate or Die as a playable character.
Yeah, Skate or Die, the theme song, was not a playable character. That's a shame. That would have been great. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess I would, you know, I guess I thought maybe, like, Waluigi or something would be in there. I don't know. I guess I should have expected. Like, for Bayonetta, they said, like, the number one, that she was, like, the number one realizable character. You know, one that you could actually do. I'd like to know what the number one non-realizable character is, right?
Like, probably Banjo.
Who was the one that everybody voted for? Like, Satoru Iwata? Or, like, Banjo? Or, I don't know.
Banjo-Kazooie, maybe.
Yeah. Like, who was the other one that, like, couldn't be done? You know, that they said they couldn't...
Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
Couldn't get the licensing straight for Grumpy Cat, so...
Yeah, that's some sort of weird, I don't know. Or like John Cena or something. I don't know. I don't know what people vote for nowadays.
They vote for whatever they want to vote for.
The highest voting was for Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, but we couldn't put him in there.
The good news is next fall's you know, the presidential election, so you can write in whatever you want. I'm gonna write in Steve.
Oh yeah, for the presidential
you can write
election.
A theme song from Skate or Die as the president.
Sure.
The United States.
Yeah, that'll help.
If you want to make a change, you got to start with your vote.
Yeah, you got to start doing those polls for the Skate or Die theme song. I'd stand behind that, the Skate or Die theme song. I don't think anybody can really argue with that song.
No, I just don't know who the vice president would be. The president would kind of, everyone would just notice that.
The vice president will be like the Skate or Die like 1 theme song or something from a different game. But yeah, I don't know.
Level 1-2 from the first Super Mario Brothers. That'd be a good vice president, I think.
That's pretty solid song. Yeah, you can stand behind that, or that could stand behind the Skate or Die song.
There you go.
But yeah. All right. Well, I think we covered everything pretty much. Is there anything else you would like to say to like all 10 of our listeners, or how many we have?
I think that we're up to at least 6.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what. at this point, we really don't know when we're going to come back for another update, so maybe we should just kind of plan on doing a Xenoblade update, or maybe we can do an update after the new Mario content drops.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this might be our last recording of the year, but maybe not. Probably not. I don't know. We'll try to do a Christmas one or something. See how that goes. I mean, we did a winter one already, but we could try to do a Christmas one. I don't know. But yeah, I guess, and that's episode 8 then, with our hosts, myself, Trey Johnson, and...
me, Jeremy Makowski.
Yep. And we'll see you guys later.
Happy holidays!
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you, holidays.
Yeah. 8, 4, 3.